But so many of the ideas these religious separatists spout fly in the face of common sense. Why, they're fantastical, ridiculous.
Then why not laugh at them, sir?
Exactly, Mr. Madison. Ridiculous or not, they are beliefs. Mere opinions. They have no effect on my own beliefs. They don't infringe on my rights. If someone says there is no God, what harm has he done to me? If he says there are 20, he may seem odd, but he does me no injury. If someone seems unorthodox, what harm has he done to me? Should we lock him in the stocks or deny him liberty? Let reason ramble on, common sense gamble, so every man's rights will remain. As long as I am free, no harm is done to me.
Mr. Jefferson, you'd feel perfectly comfortable if I were to call you a heretic.
If you call me a heretic, who's guilty of blasphemy? The devil's own, a lunatic, you've done me no injury. Label me an infidel, damned for eternity. Cast me as a child of hell, what harm has been done to me? My limbs are intact and my pockets unpicked, and all of my rights still remain. As long as I am free, no harm is done to me. Should constables shackle me if I denounce the Trinity?
Should they smite me from the earth if I dismiss the virgin birth?
Are you made less of a man if I reject the Quran?
Are you made the poorer if I ignore the Torah?
Do I deserve the noose for mocking my Jesus?
Let each go his separate way, we needn't all agree. Have your faith and have your say, enjoy your liberty.
With pockets unpicked
and limbs intact,
it's obvious to see our differences can be